Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Shaam Mein. Noor-e-Sunnat Hai Kaun-o-Makaam Mein Kya Tajalli Thi Tere Bayaan Mein Noor-e-Sunnat Hai Kaun-o-Makaam Mein Kya tajalli thi tere bayaan mein Abd sultan khare ek saf mein Kya asar tha risalat ki shaan mein Farq kaale wo gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein farq kaale wo gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein ye tha teri gulami ka sadqa Shaan-e-Sultaniyat Shukr-e-Bahame Yeh tha teri gulami ka sadqa Shaan-e-Sultaniyat Shukr-e-Bahame Jisne kaante bichhaye the dekha Gulbadama tere bostan mein Jisne kaante bichhaye the dekha Gulbadama tere bostan mein Jo chala tere naqsh-e-qadam par kaam rahe wo dono jahan mein jo chala tere naqsh-e-qadam par kaam rahe wo dono jahan mein ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan aap the mehfil-e-akhtaran mein ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan aap the mehfil-e-akhtaran mein aapki shaan-e-be-intiha ko kis tarah laaye akhtar bayaan mein aapki shaan-e-be-intiha ko kis tarah laaye akhtar bayaan mein noor-e-sunnat hai kaun-o-makaam mein Kya tajalli thi tere bayaan mein
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa ma ba'd This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Adi Billah Rumi waqt tabrizi zamana mujaddidi zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah marqadahu Hazrat is explaining the great position of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how Allah Taala sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a mercy to all the universes, and what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, what rahmat that changed the world, that was seemed to be impossible that such people will change, but what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with fikr and what effort that the whole world changed to such a honorable position, they tell the day of Qiyamah, nobody will able to match such people. So Hazrat explains here and mentions, Kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein, that what was the effect of the great honor and splendor of the Nabuwat, the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, and after all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Anbiya, the king of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came as Khatam al-Nabiyyin, led to seal all the messengerships, all the efforts that they did. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that last splendid brick in that beautiful castle. So Hazrat explains here so beautifully to get an idea, and we have to build our iman in this way, that iman can never be complete without Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our object and purpose is la ilaha illallah. But if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come to the world, nobody should know about la ilaha illallah and the reality of tawheed. So Hazrat explains that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the world when the world, Allah Ta'ala explained, zulumatum ba'du wa fawqa ba'd. There were layers and layers of darkness. People were lost in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, qad ja'akum min Allahi nuru wa kitabu mubin. That Hazrat is saying, ya nur e sunnat hai qaum wa maqam hai. That Allah Ta'ala to salvage mankind, and it shows Allah's mercy. Allah did not send anybody here that we get lost and we go towards Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala wants us all to go towards Jannat. But this, despite when the message comes and we don't take heed and we still remain in our slumber, then there is great danger. And those that take heed, then Allah Ta'ala says, look how Nabi, our Shaykh says so beautifully, that when that Noor has come in the embodiment of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what effect it had in the world, that now we see the Noor of Sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where, and so easy as Hazrat explained, to remove darkness, we don't have to give a big bayan, we don't have to come fight with the darkness. All we have to do, bring light. If there's darkness gone and we all scream light, light won't come. One simple person brings one candle and put on the minbar, so much light will come. So today we see in myself, in our homes, etc., all darkness has come. Because by Allah there is no vacuum. If you take out one thing, something else, the opposite will come. We have taken out, we have brought all the darkness of all the TVs, and now all in our own pockets, the hell phone, etc. So sunnah has left our lives. Now to bring nur again, just let us start bringing sunnat into our lives. And start off with making a ta'aleem of sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fazail-e amal, and start teaching our children the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then see, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba radiallahu anhum, the sunnat, the real way of life, insaniyat, then see throughout the world today, and even in today's so-called modern world, as much as people can try and put away the light of Islam, it's impossible. They will never get it right. Because the noor of sunnat has spread throughout the world. Kya tajalli ti tere bayame. Hazrat explains that, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way you explain the beauty of the tawheed of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and how you showed people how to love a beautiful way of life, what splendor there was in your bayan. It's unexplainable. That people that had the hardest heart, they became Allahu Akbar. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They gave preference to others over them. As it says, and such an effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that all distinction vanished from the earth. عَبْدُ سُلْطَانْ كَرَيْ اِكْ سَفْمِ كِيَا أَثَرْ دَا رِسَالَتْ كِشَامِ. What effect there was in your splendid messengership, that all this type of this distinction, that the kings thought that they had position and their slaves were under them, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed all slavery. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed all distinction as far as color, creed, language, position, etc. There was only one distinction, that inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That those who get connected to Allah Ta'ala and make an effort to bring taqwa, and the reality, nobody can claim it in the world also. You'll only be worried when you go to the qabr, do I have taqwa or not? So how Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed all this. Look at the position Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, what a honorable position he got. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears his footsteps in Jannat, Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat explains further, and this is a myth that there is distinction in Islam between white and black. Hazrat says it clearly, far kale wa gore ka tune, kis tarah se mitaya jahame. How you just annihilated and took away the difference between black and white. People that in white complexion think that we are more honorable. Until today they have that notion and they have that, and their sinister ploys, etc. And even so, it's not the language you speak.
Arabs, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said clearly, لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيِّنَ عَلَىٰ جَمِينَ. Arabs cannot be superior over non-Arabs. Neither can non-Arabs be superior over one another. إِلَّا لِلتَّقْوَى. When we get the connection with Allah, and the taqwa comes in the heart, then Allah Ta'ala gives position. And as Allah, as Hazrat explains in the next couplet so beautifully, yeta tere hulami ka sadka, shane sultaniyat shutar bahme, that those people who became your true slaves, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they saw the noor of sunnat and the noor of tawheed, then those people who were ordinary shepherds, Allah gave them kingdom. And from this we understand, if you want position in this world, then we have to come back onto the sunnat lifestyle. And Allah has brought us here to our Hazrat Masjid to teach us that there is only one way. Ma ana ali wa sahabi. That the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and people won't desire honor in this world. They will be desirous that Allah must be happy with us. But Allah will give you the world at His feet. Jisne kante bichaye te dekha, gul bada ma tere bosta mein. And people who are your enemies, you just made an effort to let noor come in their heart. Those enemies of yours who literally threw thorns in your path, they threw stones at you, they became like the beautiful roses in your garden. How they accepted Islam and how Nabi Sawasam's heart was opened for them. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Didn't we open your heart for them? And the enemies, Nabi Sawasam sent message to them that bring iman, and what they became. So Allah Ta'ala teach us here that we should be turning back to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our value is in nothing. Our Dara Shaykh says in another poem, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeemat mein saste hum. We got no value at our outward the positions, etc. How much we come into the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jo chala tere nafse qadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahan hai. Only those who went footstep, that is step to step on your way of life, they followed, as Hazrat beautiful poem, Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kehe, Jannat ki raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ki raaste. Only in the way of life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No modern type of Islam, no water type of Islam. That Islam that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with is exactly that, the best way throughout the till the day of Qiyamah. There is no better way than that. And that way can never be changed. And only such people were successful already and will be successful. So Allah Ta'ala opened my eyes and all of us to understand. And then beautifully Hazrat explained, how did this come about? By majlis like this. The majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what a beautiful couplet Hazrat has mentioned, giving a beautiful example of the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like all the Ahlullah, according to their time, similarly. And the most splendid time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's majlis, O Qamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aapte mehfile akhtara mein. Said, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in your anjum, in your majlis, in your gathering, you are like that bright, and what can be the 14th full moon compared to the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That bright full moon that was sitting in the gathering, and all around you were the beautiful stars, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. These were the beautiful stars which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said when he made an effort on them, Ashabi kan nujum, bi'ayyim iftadaytum iftadaytum. All my Sahaba like shining stars. Follow any one of them, you'll be guided to Jannat. And finally, Hazrat says, aapki shai be'intihaku, kis tara lai akhtar bayame. Hazrat is explaining us that this is just a tip, not even the tip of the iceberg, of the honorable position and the effort of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your honor and splendor is unlimited. Because every split moment Allah's special mercy is descending upon you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat is teaching us, never ever think, as our Hazrat teaches us, it is only Allah's favor that Allah allows us to recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can never praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can never do justice the whole world put together. Hazrat says, O Akhtar, how can I ever praise you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq that we bring alive the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the barakah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Karim. Amma ba'd. During the chapter on Sadaqah, standing in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, A prostitute was forgiven because she took pity on a dog, which was on the verge of death due to thirst. She removed her leather stock and with her scarf lowered it into a well. In this way she obtained water which she gave to the dog to drink. Someone asked, do we obtain thawab for service to animals as well? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, there is thawab in rendering service to every living creature. Note this applies to animals who are not harmful. Elsewhere in the hadith, permission has been granted to kill animals which are harmful. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, render ibadat to Rahman, that is Allah Ta'ala the most merciful. Feed the poor and be in the habit of making salam. Whether the Muslim is known or unknown to you, you will then enter Jannah in safety. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, smiling when meeting a Muslim is also an act of sadaqah. Commanding goodness and prohibiting evil are also acts of sadaqah. Directing a lost person on the right road is also sadaqah for you. Assisting the blind is also sadaqah for you. Removing a stone, a thorn, etc. from the road is also sadaqah for you. Pouring water from your bucket into the bucket of a brother Muslim is also sadaqah. This hadith in fact explains that every act of service rendered to the creation of Allah Ta'ala, no matter how slight or insignificant that act may seem, is a deed acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. All such acts of service are beneficial, and one obtains thawab therefore. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu narrates that when his mother passed away, he inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regard to sadaqah of much significance, which he wished to render on behalf of his mother. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, water. Then Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu arranged for a well to be dug for the use of people. The intention for digging the well was that Allah Ta'ala must bestow the thawab to his mother. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala will bestow the green garments of Jannah to the one who clothes a Muslim who has no clothing. Allah Ta'ala will give of the fruits of Jannah to the one who fed a hungry Muslim. Allah Ta'ala will award the finest and pure drink of Jannah to the one who gave a thirsty Muslim something to drink. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are seven things, the thawab of which continuously accrues to a person even after death. Dini knowledge which was taught to anyone. A canal dug, that is some form of irrigation. A well dug. A tree planted, from which people or animals derive benefits. A masjid built. A copy of the Quran Kareem left for someone to recite. And children will make dua for forgiveness of their deceased parents. A narration in Ibn Majah mentions sadaqah, musafir khana, that is, a place where travelers stop over instead of a well. And a tree is also mentioned in the above hadith. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam distributed some wealth amongst the people, he requested the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to also give to a certain person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, at times I give to a man, while another to whom no gift is made is more beloved to me. But I give the man whom I do not love as much as the other, for fear of him not remaining firm on the deen if not given. Allah Ta'ala will therefore throw this person into the fire of Jahannam. Now this hadith establishes the significance of assisting rebirth. Initially the Islam is not grounded, and they are unable to undergo much difficulty. The danger exists of them leaving Islam and Iman if they experience much difficulty after having accepted Islam. To aid them by means of wealth until their Iman becomes strong is meritorious. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I take an oath by that being who sent me with the true deen. Allah Ta'ala will not punish on the day of Qiyamah the one who had mercy on the orphan, who spoke tenderly with the orphan, who took pity on the orphan. This hadith establishes the great significance of aiding orphanages. All the narrations of the Quran and hadith mentioned in this section illustrate the tremendous importance and significance which the deen places on service to creation. The narrations mention many individual acts of service which are beneficial to others as well as to those who render them. One more ayat and one more hadith which embrace all service to creation will be cited here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another in acts of righteousness and piety. And the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved to Allah ta'ala amongst mankind is the one who is of greatest benefit to mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq.